Well, 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 how the turntables turned. It seems like a long time ago, and just yesterday at the same time, that Bitcoin hit an all-time high of $69,000. After selling off all the way to $15,000, the road back has been long and perilous. Yet, here we are once again, knocking on the door of a new all-time high. We've got a lot of stories to talk about in the Bitcoin and crypto space. You're not going to want to miss a thing. Knock, knock. Who's there? Bitcoin, blockchain, cryptocurrency, NFTs, and the two baddest hosts in all of cryptodom. This is our bad news, episode number 716 of the Bad Crypto Podcast.
Five.
Episode 10,925. We've been at the show for 40 years. We're Bitcoin billionaires now, Sir Lord Travis.
Travis isn't here because he's already dead. Sorry.
Still going strong here, now in our seventh year of badness, and we're glad that you guys are here. The show for the crypto curious, the crypto serious, and the excitement is palpable. It's happening. Like, by the time this episode comes out, Trav, we could have hit a new all-time high. And just to timestamp it, it is the 4th of March, 2024, 2:07 p.m. in the afternoon, Atlantic Standard Time. And things could change really quickly.
Yeah, things tend to do that here in this space. It goes quick. That's why it's hard to do sort of pricing and news episodes sometimes that go out in the next day. So hopefully this will go out tomorrow and is what it is. But, you know, crypto world, we've seen it. This is our third bull run now, Joel. I mean, we've seen the ups. We've seen the downs. We've felt the pain. We've felt the joy. And here it is. And by all accounts, it looks as if because of the Bitcoin ETFs, that things that would have happened maybe post-halving seem to be happening now. So we might have sort of scooched up the total bull run a little bit, and it seems like things might be a little askew because there is so much, big money. You know, not just retail investors. We're talking big money because those ETFs, $500 million a day pouring in on some of these ETFs, and so it's like, wow. It looks like, folks, they're running out of Bitcoin on some of these OTC desks. So it's crazy what's going on. We could see some parabolic stuff happening over this next month as we approach the halving, Joel.
Yeah, I think what they call it is a God candle that they're expecting here pretty soon. So let me go ahead and pull up, for those of you watching the visual version of the show on YouTube, Rumble, or Odyssey, CoinGecko. Let me refresh it. We have a $2.589 trillion market cap, the all-time high.
Say that again. Say that again. It kind of makes my nipples hard.
$2.589 trillion. Ow. They just poked through the screen and hit me.
Don't put clothespins on. That hurts.
Bitcoin, $67,061 with a market cap of $1.3 trillion all on its own. Ethereum, 3,584, BNB 420, Solana $131, XRP 66, Cardano 78, and Dogecoin on a tear, up 100% this last week, currently at 17 and a half cents. And of course, all of the altcoins that you know, love, or hate coming up behind it here. The biggest winner for the week is Pepe. And we're going to talk about the meme coins. Pepe, Floki, dog with hat, Bonk, Shiba, those are all meme coins, and they're all huge gains this week.
Yeah, Dogecoin is taking off today also. I saw it got up to maybe 18 cents. And so, you know, as more money flows into Bitcoin and we have these, you know, big companies pouring money in and these retirement funds that have access to Bitcoin now, it is very interesting because some of these, you know, meme coins there's only a few places where you can even buy them. And, you know, on last episode, we had the episode with Robinhood. And I saw somebody talking about this, is that America now, you know, there's no more, I can't get on KuCoin now, you know, Binance, can't get on Binance, can't get on in some of these other tokens. So some of these tokens, if you're American, you can't access them, right? The ones you can access are the ones that are on Robinhood, and some of the ones that are, that's where a lot of retail investors are going to flow, because they're like, oh, and there's only like 15 tokens that are even on that. You got Coinbase, which there are a lot more, and you got crypto.com. Those are basically your options now. I mean, there's no other big, I go to MEXC. Oh, sorry, your IP address says you're in America. You in North Korea and Iran, you can't do this. I'm like, what? This is ridiculous, man. So, you know, I look at where is some of the money going to go over time? Well, you know, Shiba is on Coinbase, right? Is Pepe on Coinbase? I don't know. I've not seen that, but I know that over the last month, it's up over 777% Pepe. So it's insane watching these. And here we are knocking on the all-time high, Joel, with Bitcoin. Like, we are like a sniff away. Like, it's at 67 something thousand right now, timestamp at 12:12 Central Time on the 4th of March. So, dude, this is crazy times right now.
And by the way, you know, I've told everybody here before that I have a second citizenship in St. Kitts, which allows me to KYC and AML for exchanges that U.S. citizens on their own can't do. And there are other alternatives out there. And I've been seeing some of these people in a group I'm in talking about the Republic of Palau. Apparently, you can buy a digital residency for Palau for very little. It's like $250 a year. And it gets you a physical mailing address and all of this stuff. All the link to the website for Palau is palaugov.pw. And there's this digital residency product. It might be more than that up front and then an annual fee, but I'm going to put a link to it.
Palau.gov/what?
Palaugov.pw. /dro. I just dropped it in the show notes, and you guys might want to check it out as well. I don't know, you know, whether or not it's legit in terms of doing KYC, but do some research on it, and it might be a way that as a U.S. citizen, you can get access to exchanges and tools that you might not otherwise. Okay, so do your own due diligence on it. I don't know for sure. It looks interesting, and I'll pull it up real quick right here just so you can see what it's going
to
look like.
Because we're Americans and we don't have enough freedom to be able to spend our own money the way that we like, because they're fucking idiots. I don't know what else to say.
It's all right here on this.
Yourself another passport, though. That was smart.
It's all right here on that website, so you can check it out. So on CoinGecko, Trav, you have to go to coin number 112. That's Blur. And so 112 and up are all billion-dollar market cap coins. So we're going to see here, assuming this bull run continues as we think it is, all of these that I think, you know, down to at least a half a billion are all going to pop up over. I think, you know, the top 200 should all be worth more than a billion. And this crypto market cap overall, you know, if we saw an all-time high of 3 trillion before, I think we see 10 trillion this time around.
I think we have never seen the amount of money pouring into crypto like we're seeing it right now. And you're seeing a lot of companies and a lot of, you know, a lot of governments giving Bitcoin validity as a investment instrument, right? And so it's not that nefarious, oh, there's scammers and hackers and out there, and it's only that, and that's the way, you know, people are sending money nefariously. It's not like that anymore. Now, there are still scammers and stuff, and you did mention something about Blur. Blur, the creators of Blur are launching something called Blast, and you got to be careful with that. There's some awesome stuff that could be happening with it, but there's also some treachery you need to be paying attention to. We can maybe talk about that later on at the end of the show.
Yep, and you can get blasted. There's one other thing I want to point out. I'm not sure if you shared this video with me or somebody else did, but Michael Saylor was just
I shared that.
Bitcoin Atlantis. And this is a must watch, people. This is a great talk. I mean, I've heard him talk about Bitcoin before, but this is a new presentation he gave, which is incredibly persuasive. It's called Bitcoin is for Everyone. There's a link to it in the show notes. Go watch this and then show this to friends, family, associates. Send them the link to see this and they will understand Bitcoin like never before. They have 191,000 Bitcoin now, MicroStrategy does. Stock's gone from like 300 to over 1,000 in just a couple months. It's worth a ton. But think about this, Trav. Once he has 210,000 Bitcoins, MicroStrategy will own 1% of the Bitcoin supply.
Right. That's insane to think about. And that presentation, it's almost like that's the one you want to show your friends who have not gotten Bitcoin. They don't understand it. They don't understand what crypto and why it means anything. Watching that one, when you see, you know, a very successful businessman who's gone, you know, all in on Bitcoin, and have him and him explaining it and like why it's the best asset potentially ever. And he's comparing it to local real estate and he's comparing it to all this other stuff. And you watch it, you go, man, I mean, it's one, I've actually watched it twice just because I went back through and I was like, man, this guy is on it. And I've watched some of his other stuff and he's been on the news all over the place, but definitely go watch that when you're done paying attention to what we're doing here. Add that to your queue because it's something you want to watch.
And now this story from CoinDesk says that 97% of Bitcoin addresses are now in profit. Well, of course they are, because we're just $2,000 away from all-time high. But doesn't that give you warm fuzzies to know that, hey, everybody who's bought Bitcoin for the most part, they're in the black and they've got profits. And so
crazy.
This is good.
So actually yesterday, Jameson Lopp, who's a friend of the show, has been on twice. He sent out a tweet, says your OG status is determined not by how many Bitcoin you hold, but by how many you've lost. And I said, Oh no. Well then I'm a super OG then. Cause I lost 55 in 2011. I had mined a block and claimed 5 from a faucet. Then my computer crashed and I threw that out after the mining smoked my system, but I really do miss you $3.4 million. And now it's even more. And think about that. Everyone, almost everyone, unless you bought it at the exact 69,000, whatever, you have earned money. What other asset can you say that's like that? Like it blows me away. So that's why you're seeing all these people start talking about, you know, Bitcoin, like they've been an expert in it for years, even though they're just now sort of figuring out. Now I was watching something else about how, you know, Jamie Dimon and some of these other ones, like you could see how they were talking shit on it and then buying it in the background. Right. Yeah. That's how they work. Oh, talk shit, buy it up. And then once they feel like they have enough, then they talk about how great it is. And so we're at that point where the media coverage is about to go ape shit again. Yeah. So check this out here. This is the Wall Street cheat sheet. You can actually go find this on the Googles or the DuckDuckGoes. And from, you know, other people, what they're saying and where we are in the cycle, most likely we're in that optimism space right down there. So we were in the disbelief for a while. We were hoping a recovery is possible and boom, here it is. The rally is real. And so we need to pay attention because we could be in what they're calling a left-leaning cycle, meaning that we're ahead of the halving. And I think it was like a left forward or something like that. I don't know exactly what they're calling, but we are maybe left of the timing. And so maybe what ends up happening is our bull run ends up getting shorter. So I saw another video where somebody was talking about like, here was the bull run, here was the peak, here was the low, here's how many months that happened in between it on average. And they were saying that based on where we are and historically over all the bull runs, that the bull run high of Bitcoin in the crypto market will most likely be in September of 2025. Now, historically, it's always been like November, December, right? January, we saw that. But they're saying this is most likely being moved up. So don't hold our feet to the flame on that one. Not financial advice, just saying keep an eye on it. I think this bull run is potentially unlike any other one because of the validity behind it, because of how much debt America has. And we are just entering this peak of optimism and the belief, thrill, euphoria that we've never seen before. A lot of people now are talking, Joel, about 180,000 high for Bitcoin. Some people are talking about, you know, 250,000. Some people are saying in 5 years. Kathy Wood of ARK, she said, yeah, most likely in 5 years, Bitcoin will be $1.5 million a token. And that's just insane.
Right. And the case can be made. I saw one guy, I think in that same video with Kathy Wood, talking about that he says $150 billion is going to flow through ETFs. Right now, it's like, what, right. $4 billion or so? And the host was like, well, that's...
Well, even more than that, because a half a billion's coming in a day.
That sounds outrageous. How do you come to those numbers? He says, well, you do the math. There's X number of financial advisors serving this many people. Here's the market cap on it. He ran the math and he's like, this is the number. And that's just retail. That's not counting, as Kathy Wood brought up, that the people that they work with, right? The banks aren't even involved yet. And you know, they're going to want
big wirehouses are not involved yet.
That's right. So this is also interesting. The smartest people in the room includes Nayib Bukele, the president of El Salvador, who they're tracking the amount of Bitcoin that they have. And look at the profit on this, up 57% on the Bitcoin. This is why I stand by the contention that El Salvador is going to be the richest nation in Latin America. In 10 years, we're going to see it's going to have boomed so much, and others, you know, are going to look to them as the model of this is how you do this.
Right. How nice is that? They said back in November of 2022, he says, we are buying one Bitcoin every day starting tomorrow. And that was when Bitcoin was like 15 grand.
Crazy. And of course, during the bear market, he's getting lambasted. Oh, he's lost his shirt on this. And, you know, these people with no vision. Bitcoin daily withdrawals challenge records as $2 billion leave exchanges into people's cold storage, undoubtedly.
Well, think about that. If daily withdrawals are happening, remember what happened with, you know, FTX, and they were leveraging, you know, customers' crypto, and they were leveraging customers' money. Like, what happens if the Bitcoin you think you have on Coinbase is not on Coinbase? Right? I don't know that's the case. I'm just saying, like, that's kind of freaky. And so more people are now, they're taking their crypto off of the exchanges, putting it in their own wallets. And just the other day, Joel, we talked about stacks recently. So I had some stacks that I was trading on there. I opened up Coinbase on the day where Bitcoin passed 60K. I opened up Coinbase, and I think I was one of the early ones to see this, but I saw zero assets in my wallet. And I had clean up on aisle two in my pants. And I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And then I closed the app, and then I opened it back up, zero assets. And I was like, that's weird. Why would somebody have taken my 42 cents of Compound also that I earned for whatever reason in there, you know? I was like, this is weird. And then so I go to my desktop. I go, it's probably a glitch on the app. Let me go to the desktop. Zero assets there. And I was like, and that's when my stomach was like, oh God.
Crypto dropped instantly like $3,000. Bitcoin went like that because people were thinking, oh, we've been hacked. And it's Coinbase just went down. Long story short, Coinbase went down.
There was so many people converging on Coinbase at once that Brian Armstrong said, wow, we had to increase our servers because there's so much traffic right now. We've got unforeseen amounts of it, and they fixed it. And everything was good. But what happens if, I'm just saying, might want to, if you don't have yourself a ledger or a cold storage wallet of some sort yet, might not be a bad idea to look into one.
Get one. And that's just practical advice, not financial advice. Protect your cryptos. folks. Meanwhile, BlackRock continues to expand their spot Bitcoin ETF, and now they are trading in Brazil. I actually bought a little iBit, the iShares Bitcoin Trust, on Robinhood, who was guests on our show last week. It's like $35, $36 a share. And I'm like, oh, here's another way to invest in Bitcoin. I'm just going to, you know, buy a few of these just so I can say, hey, I'm in the Bitcoin ETF as well. And so BlackRock is expanding. It is the most successful ETF to date. And I think we're just getting started, dude. We're just getting started.
Just getting started. And then could you show that screen right there that I have in the show notes, the Bitcoin OTC desk balance right there?
Yeah, where let me open
we're that. Seeing the price. We're seeing something that I don't know that I've ever seen, where we're looking at supply versus demand in such a clear picture. So you have most people who are holding on to their Bitcoin right now, and they're not selling. And so you have, so with the amount of miners that's coming in, they're only mining what, 5,000-6,000 Bitcoin a day, but these ETFs are buying up like 30,000 Bitcoin a day, and the supply is not there. So what's going to happen is the price testing is going to start becoming really evident, because, oh, there's not enough Bitcoin. Oh, what price do we need to have it go to so people will start selling us their Bitcoin? We're getting into that territory now, Joel.
Yeah, I mean, there's only, if there's 140, 12 times 12, right? 144 blocks a day are sent out. And what, it's 6.25 Bitcoin per block right now. So it's what, 800 Bitcoin a day, something like that? 900? It's not.
Well, what happens when the halving happens and then you get even less?
You get half.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
It's the coming. Halving.
And it's coming. So, dude, oh, crypto my God. Stocks also looking really good. Coinbase is looking really solid. A number of companies are doing great. MicroStrategy is killing it. CleanSpark, Marathon Digital, Iris Energy, Riot Platforms, all of these advancing. So, you know, this is a way to get exposure to Bitcoin without owning Bitcoin, although I don't know why you wouldn't want to own Bitcoin, but related stocks are doing really well also.
Yeah. And so what's happening now? We got all this influx going into Bitcoin. And what is that breaking point where more and more starts going into the meme coins, right? And some of these other altcoins. And that's one of the big questions, because it looks like, you know, because of the Bitcoin ETFs and how we're maybe in this sort of left forward sort of cycle, we're a little early to the halving. You know, typically it's always been like after about what, 5-6 months after the halving, Bitcoin's kind of done its big run up. And then there's a certain point where, like, you know, Bitcoin right now is at like 51% dominance in the crypto market. And then something happens where that money sort of pours out and goes into the alts. We're seeing money pouring into these meme coins already. And so it's like, my God, look, if you can look at this chart right here, Joel, it's insane.
Yeah, it's really something. And by the way, we should mention, being big fans and pioneers of the Wax blockchain, that a meme coin cross chain coin is coming to Wax. It's called Woofy, WUFFI.io. They're going to be on Wax and on Solana, and they've already done a snapshot of Wax wallets. And depending on how many Wax tokens you are holding, you know, 1,000, you get this much, 2,000, you get this much, up to 10,000, which is the max. And those have already been snapshotted. They've snapshotted the top 20 most popular active collections in the marketplace. And if you have NFTs in your wallet from any of those, you're in the snapshot. And next week, they might be, or maybe this week, they're snapshotting Solana. And then they're going to do an airdrop of this token. And allegedly, it is going to be on Solana and Wax and cross that bridge for gamers, especially with this meme coin. And I'm pretty excited about it, because I think it's going to bring a lot of attention to Wax, where we don't pay gas fees for minting NFTs.
Mm. Yeah, there you go. Woof, woof. And so if you have collected it, as Joel mentioned, if you collected some Wax along the way or some NFTs along the way, go into their Discord, right?
Yeah, there was a Discord for Woofy, so you can go check that out as well.
Check it out.
Other altcoins, you know, are going to be on the run, gang. I mean, last time around, we saw a lot of 10Xs. Now, we saw a lot of, you know, the moonshots for coins that it may not have really had substance that went up more. But in general, an altcoin rally means a lot of coins, we're going to see 10Xs in them. You just got to pick the right ones and make sure you know what you're doing. You know, I fully expect to see Solana, you know, hit 300, 400. I expect XRP to be well over a dollar. I expect many of the tokens that have been building during this bear market to have incredible rises as well. Why? Because as the mainstream begins to invest in Bitcoin and Ethereum, which might have ETFs shortly, I do expect Ethereum. My hope as an investor is that we'll see $10,000 Ethereum. I believe a lot of these altcoins are going to ride this wave with it. Those that have been building this whole time and aren't just saying, hey, one day we're going to have this thing, this cool technology, but actually can say, hey, we've built this thing, it's working now. We're going to see real money pour into them the way we see money pour into companies that are actually conducting commerce.
Yeah. And if you look at kind of touching base on what you were just talking about, Bitcoin to ETH, the pair, right? It got up to like, you know, maybe what, 10 ETH is equal to one Bitcoin at one point, kind of was really close to that even recently. And now it's gotten down to the where one ETH is worth about 0.05 something of a Bitcoin. So you need like 20 ETHs to equal that. So we're going to most likely see that again, that's going to balance out where, you know, that means that just based on Bitcoin hitting 70,000, that means like Ethereum should hit 7,000 in a sense, right? Not financial advice, just historically saying what's happened. Like, we're going to see a big push into that, I think. So I don't know, man. We've never seen anything like this. And so it's hard to predict where things are going.
Well, it's true. We've not seen it, but you know, here we are, early mainstream adoption. And when you've got that place on the technology adoption curve, you see what happens with that curve. It just goes up for a long time. Because adoption, crypto adoption, blockchain growth and creation has not ceased during this bear market. And there's a lot of people out there yet that are hearing Bitcoin and going, wait, Bitcoin, I thought that was dead.
Yeah, it's been dead many times. It's been dead so many times.
I thought, wasn't that a thing like 3 years ago? And you know, I told my brother about it and he lost a bunch of money. And you know, it when it was at 15,000, they're saying, should I buy that now? I'm like, I don't know. It could go down more. And right. Here we are. By the way,
that's why I was wanting to sell my home, dude. I was like, Bitcoin's 15 grand. Let's sell this home immediately so I can get liquid, pour it in there. And then unfortunately, it took way too many months to finally sell the home. But I was like, dude, I want that 15K Bitcoin. And we knew it was going to pop. I was seeing people saying, oh, Bitcoin's going to go down to 12. And I was like, okay, Bitcoin goes down to 12 still. It'd be not that's a good deal.
So apparently Vitalik doesn't like meme coins. I mean, so what?
Yeah.
You don't have to. There's a story if you guys want to read it.
He weighs in on it, and then he said things.
This is a big deal, though, Trav. Talk about this. Elon Musk and Sam Altman.
Right. So, you know, Elon was one of the original founders of OpenAI with Sam Altman, and I believe he put in $500 million or something in it. And then, but he put in $500 million, if I recall correctly, and he owned no stock because it was a non-for-profit type of thing. Well, he's saying, hey, you guys ditched your non-profit mission. And now word on the street is Sam Altman and OpenAI has reached AGI, which is artificial general intelligence. And they think that they've reached it. And Elon Musk is saying, hey, we can't be putting profits ahead of civilization, right? The future of civilization, you're harming. We set up this to create AI for the benefit of humanity, and you're going against all of that. So it's wild.
Can I just say that Engadget, in the era of AI, and we have had, proofing tools for so many years, why the hell does it say Muskel in this? M-U-S-K-L is the name. Muskel, referring to Elon Musk. come on, Engadget, do better. You're like a mainstream publication now.
And quit being a grammar Nazi.
You can't check for typos. It bugs me. It really does.
It does bug you. I'm gonna start texting you more often with typos.
I'll typo you back.
Hey, Joel.
That's me. I'm the grammar Nazi. So lots going on out there, gang. And we have some news internally as well about our NFT collections, but not to be shared publicly yet. We are having a Hero Report meeting for holders of Blockchain Heroes on Wednesday. And if you want to know more about the timing and place for that, make sure you're in the Discord, discord.gg/nifty, where the time and place will be. And we're going to be talking with community about the future of Blockchain Heroes and what happens next. You got anything else, Trev?
Yeah, I would just say if you are a member of the Bad Crypto Nifty Club on uncut.network, you're going to be happy down the road because we're having fun. We're creating some awesome stuff, and pay attention to that space. And what does it cost now? How much does it cost to join that thing now? Probably back in the day, it was like $2, $7.
$7. Now. So if you guys don't have this yet, badcrypto.uncut.network, and you're a fan of Bad Crypto, we drop NFTs to our listeners regularly. I mean, we've done dozens of them. And if you just go to this page, this is the only thing you need to buy. Most of the NFTs are airdrop for free, but this is how we know who gets the airdrops, because they've invested $7 as of today. It's 0.002 ETH to have this spinny collectible. Just put it in your wallet right there. Just grab it. You can even pay cash for it on Uncut. They've had some really great developments over here, and they make it super easy for you to get one of these. So go grab one, badcrypto.uncut.network, and we will make shinies appear in your wallet whenever we feel like it.
It's true. There you go. Thank you so much for tuning in. We really appreciate it. Make sure to leave a review if you like the show. This is the time of year, the time of the cycle when people start getting excited and start tuning back into crypto. So thanks for listening to us. We're having fun. We're keeping doing it. And we're doing one show a week right now. As crypto grows, we might have additional ideas to pop out additional shows.
We might do one and a half.
Might do one and a half shows. Yeah, maybe each month we'll throw in an extra show or something.
Hey, you know what, Trav? I think as we wind up the show, this is a good time to revive our parody song that we did back in 2017, a knockoff of NSYNC's Bye Bye Bye. But this was not Bye 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 as in see you. This is Bye 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 as in Bitcoin. You can enjoy it right now, or you can save yourself pain and suffering and turn it off. Either way, stay bad.
Uh-oh, heard about Bitcoin tonight. I'm not sure if I got it right. Should I buy? Well, I just might. Bitcoin days, come on. I wanna make money. Maybe this could be for me. I guess we'll just have to see. Hope I can make some. I heard it on the Bad Crypto. I don't think they lie. I wanna see some profits. Or should I buy, buy, buy? Don't wanna be left out no more, because I'm really tired of being poor. It sounds risky, but I've got to try. Bitcoin, bye, 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 bye. Learning crypto's kinda tough, but the US dollar's really had enough. My wife may leave me and I just might cry, but I'll bye, bye, bye. Uh-oh, I think this work needs proof. The open ledger shows the truth. Show me some consensus. Well, blockchain, come on. Now I can look and see, with a little transaction fee, the coin is finally in my wallet. I got some. I hope it goes up more and more, way up to the sky. I'm counting up the crypto score. Time to buy, 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 buy. Bitcoin and Ethereum, it's my new addiction and I'm having fun. I'm obsessed with this and I am not shy. I like to buy, buy, buy. Maybe I'll get Litecoin too. It's a great investment, I sure hope it's true. I can't stop now cause I've got to try. I wanna buy, buy, buy. I'm up all night, I'm in too deep. I think crypto is the reason that I just can't sleep. Always selling high and buying low. You gotta buy the dip when you're in crypto. Holy cow, the market's down. Where's my money gone? I might just lose my mind. Buy, 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 buy. Anyway, in time the market will be back. Hooray! I'll be patient, but I just might sigh. Baby, bye, 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 bye. Look, the price is going down. I really do not like it, it just makes me frown. With a great big sigh, gonna bye, 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 bye. Now the market's bouncing back. I just made a great big stack. I'm so happy, it's an all-time high. Love to bye, bye, bye. Bye.
That was truly bad.
Wow.
Who's bad?
The Bad Crypto Podcast is a production of Bad Crypto LLC. The content of the show, the videos, and the website is provided for educational, informational, and entertainment purposes only. It's not intended to be and does not constitute financial, investment, or trading advice of any kind. You shouldn't make any decisions as to finances, investing, trading, or anything else based on this information without undertaking independent due diligence and consultation with a professional financial advisor. Please understand that the trading of Bitcoins and alternative cryptocurrencies have potential risks involved. Anyone wishing to invest in any of the currencies or tokens mentioned on this podcast should first seek their own independent professional financial advisor.